Hey guys, I'm Sean and I am an alcoholic.
Hey Sean.
You know, I when I was asked to speak, you know, when you when someone asks you and you're unsure and you're kind of on the fence and you're like, that happened to me, and luckily I had my sponsor next to me, and he says, you know, never do we turn down an opportunity, you know, to share the message. And I'm grateful to be here, and so thanks for having me. You know, to start out, you know, you heard the two gentlemen basically, you know, wherever the shoe fits, you know, I am an alcoholic. I am a recovering heroin addict at heart. And the thing that always took me out 100% of the time was alcohol. You know, I could always admit that, I can always admit that I was an addict, but the alcohol I had the biggest problem with. And the thing is every time I went out and drank, I would black out. I was a blackout drinker. Didn't know how I got home, would always get sick, numerous DUIs, but I had the hardest time accepting that. And so I tried everything, you know, a little bit about my background from, for the five of you that don't know, I'm originally from Philadelphia, you know, and what brought me out here was, I had enough, you know, and I was shot in the back of the head, and I talk about this, because I'm grateful for it. You know, it's what got me out here. It's what got me into the things. You know, I tried everything back east. I tried numerous treatment centers. And I wasn't willing at the time, you know. And so when my family told me, hey, you know, would you like to get help and go to a treatment center? I said, yeah. And they're like, are you willing to go to Utah? And I'm like, well, where the hell is Utah? And here I am today, you know, and I got on a plane, and it was one of the hardest decisions that I made in my life, you know, but that geographical change did not stop me from using. You know, I got here and I did the whole treatment thing, and I got released. And the thing was, is I didn't change. You know, I still ended up relapsing out here. I still found my way around another state to do what I knew what I did best, and that was to get high and drunk. And so, you know, for once in my life, after I went back in, the gentleman who's my sponsor today, when I went out, he said, I want you to keep in contact with me. And I said, okay. And so I would call him about every other day, you know, just to check in with him and just to be like, hey, you know, because he was always in my corner for me. And I could never understand why. You know, he saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And I remember calling him and being like, dude, I'm screwed up again. And he goes, I know. And he goes, well, look, are you willing to come back into treatment? And I said, yes. And so I went back in for another two-week intervention, and I didn't say anything while I was in treatment. You know, I sat down and I listened, you know, and this is where I started to come to terms with I'm an alcoholic. You know, I tried everything, every kind of maintenance that you could think of, you know. The only thing I never accepted or never tried was not to drink. Because I wasn't an alcoholic. My father was the alcoholic. I was the drug addict. So there's a difference there. You know what I mean? And so I remember going to a sober living and smoking a cigarette on the step. And one of my friends go, something's different about you. And I said, yeah, I don't know what it is. You know, I had nothing. I had no more excuses. I didn't know what to say. All my excuses ran out. You know, like I was humble for the first time. And that was a big part of change for me. You know, I don't do this thing perfect. And by that, what I mean is, you know, my morals and values were so twisted when I came into this program, I didn't know what was right. I didn't know what it was to be a man. I did not know what it was to be honest, respectful. You know, the list goes on. And slowly and surely, those things started coming to me. I started to change. And that's what this is about. You know, it's about change. For me, it is. And, you know, my best alcoholic thinking, and I look back on this and I laugh about it now, is because I was about 11 months sober. And I went to an AA conference down in Las Vegas. Okay. And this is great. This story is great. With my sponsor at the time, we had this great idea to start dealing drugs in sobriety while I worked at a treatment center. Okay. So that tells you how sick I was at 11 months sober and how screwed up my morals and values were. You know, and I was on that fence at that time. And either I shit or get off the pot, you know. And what made that decision for me is because I came out here to change the way that I lived. Okay, I worked the steps, you know, and I remember first going through the steps with my first sponsor, and you know, throwing it all out on the table because I was tired of hiding and I was tired of carrying that baggage around with me. You know, and whether I half-assed them, you know, they kept me sober for that amount of time. They made me realize that change that I had, that moment of clarity, you know, that they talk about. And I remember in my sponsor at the time, he lived with me. You know, we had all this shit in my apartment. You know, I was working at a treatment center, and I didn't feel right, and I was like, you know, I was like, I can't do this. I came out here to change my life. You know, I came out here, you know, like I worked the steps, so I thought I was good on the whole using part. But my best alcoholic thinking got me to, well, maybe I could deal drugs and not use them because the profit and the margin was so big. I was like, yeah. You know, I was still addicted to that lifestyle, the money, the power, the women, you know, the cars, the whole flashy lifestyle. And I was like, you know what? No. And I had to set boundaries. I had to start setting boundaries. And because I'm a true alcoholic, I do things to the extreme. I had to kick him out of my apartment. I had to be like, hey, you know, this isn't going to work for both of us. You know, I think it's best that, you know, we kind of go our separate ways. And that was hard for me because this was a gentleman who took me through the steps. This was a gentleman who saved my life in the beginning, you know, and got me to where I was, you know, and I was such a mess after that. You know, I walked away and I felt like crap, you know, like I did the whole 12 steps on the drugs thing and, you know, finally admitting that I can never drink again. You know, but I still had to apply the steps into other parts and areas of my life. And so this gentleman that took me in for my 2-week intervention, I called him up one night. It was about 11:15 at night, and I remember this. And I said, look, I need you to sponsor me, and I'm not taking no for an answer. And he laughed. And he said, okay. He said, let me get back to you. So he got back to me, you know, a day or two later, and he goes, are you willing to go to any length to stay sober? And before, when I was asked this, I would always say, yeah, and I never knew what I was getting into. I was just like, yeah, you know, and this time I was like, yeah, because I didn't want to feel that way anymore. I was tired of feeling that way. And I was, you know, I was scared to go through the steps with him, you know, and when I started going through it, things got easier for me. You know, they weren't as scary as I thought. I got to relieve that baggage all over again. You know, it was a really rough spot for me, and I stayed sober through all of it without picking up. You know, and that's where the first step took on a whole nother meaning for me. You know, not just over drugs and alcohol, but over, you know, people, places, things, lifestyles, anything that you put to it. And that's where it got me today. You know, sobriety has been huge for me. It's been fun. You know, I've been in service. You know, I didn't know. I went through all these experiences to find out that I was an alcoholic, and that's part of my story. You know, I tried all these things by myself to control, to try to make it work my way, just to find out that I am an alcoholic, you know. I love this program because it gave me a new life. The person who I was, you know, when I was back east, and this is funny, all the types of masks that I wore, you know, when I was locked up, when I was running the streets, I used to wear one of them, what are they called? Wear them over your head.
Do-rag?
Yes, I used to wear a do-rag, you know what I mean? Because I was that thug from Philly, you know what I mean? When I came here, I still didn't know who I was. And today, you know, I know who I am. One, I'm an alcoholic. Two, my name is Sean. You know, and I get to be a man today. You know, through this program, it has showed me a new way to live, and I love it. You know, so there's nothing... You know, as long as I don't pick up a drink or a drug, that's the only thing that I have to do perfect. It's the only thing that I have to do perfect, and I've been doing it for over 3 years now. My sobriety date is February 15th of 2011, and I've had many before that, and this is the longest that I've been sober. You know, step one was the biggest step for me, and accepting that I am an alcoholic and knowing were two different things for me. And I'm grateful. I can say I'm grateful today. So thanks for letting me share.